seat.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Let me introduce myself. My name's Lisa Jones, and you are Mrs. Barsh, is that right?
It's Ms. Barsh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Barsh. And how do you spell that? Is that, let's have a look at my notes. Is that B-A-R-S-H-C-Z?
That's right, that's correct.
Now, Ms. Barsh, you've applied for the Level 1 in Health and Social Care. Can you tell me why you've applied for this course?
I've applied for this course because I want to be a nurse in the future, okay? And I was told that in order to do that, to be a nurse, I needed to do this course.
Okay. Right. Can you tell me, do you know anything about the course?
Yes, I know a little bit, not a lot. I know that I think you have to do science, and I think you have to also learn, you know, a little bit of biology and study skills.
Okay, but also you do need to learn about different institutions that care for people, as well as some IT skills.
Okay, IT. Can you explain what you mean by IT?
IT, it just means using computers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, I know what you mean. IT skills, computers. I haven't got a lot of computer skills. I mean, I do know how to use a computer, but I only really use it for emailing people, you know, friends and family. So it's not really great.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's not a problem. At least you're used to using a computer. Can you tell me, how long have you been interested in nursing?
Well, I guess I've been interested since I was a little girl. Now, this might sound a little strange, but my father was a veterinarian. You know, he had his own business. And I used to help him with looking after the animals, especially sick ones, you know. I used to help him bandage their wounds, and I used to help him to give them their medicines. And also, I know a little bit about calming animals down, you know, because if they're sick, they're quite frightened. So, I mean, I know it's not really the same as nursing, is it?
No, but it's similar. How do you think that your experience in your father's practice will help you on the course?
Well, I think, you know, from the biology side, I know a little bit about biology and how living things work anyway, maybe not humans. And I also know a little bit about, medicines and the importance of putting medicines away safely, keeping them safe.
Yeah,
I think I'm quite sympathetic to people when they're ill, and I think I also get along with all sorts of different people. So those are the things I think might help with being on the course.
Okay, so you have a lot of empathy for people.
Empathy, yeah, that's a good word, yes, empathy.
Okay. Now, can you tell me, what do you think are your strong points, and which things about yourself would you like to improve?
Strong points. I think, as I said before, I think I'm good at getting along with a wide range of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like meeting people. I'm quite sociable. I think that's my experience in, you know, looking after sick animals. I know that I can actually calm people down a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My weak points are my writing, I think. I don't think I'm very good at writing English, and my spelling is really, really terrible.
Well, I think you're probably better than you actually think, really.
Okay.
But even if it is a problem, you will get some help during the course with that. Okay. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me?
Can I just ask you, is the course, how long is the course?
The course, it's a year, it's just 1 year.
Okay. And do you know how many days I'd have to come in?
It's 5 days a week. Is that a problem?
No, it shouldn't be. No, I should be fine. Thank you.
Right, okay, I think that's about it. So, thank you for coming. And you'll get a letter from the college telling you if you've been accepted on the course, if you've been successful. Mm-hmm. But if you don't hear within 3 weeks, if you could phone the college, if you can ring admissions office. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you again for coming. Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Will you please take a seat?
Thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay, thank you.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me introduce myself. My name is Mr. Smith. You are Mrs. Bash, right?
Actually, it's Miss Bash.
Miss Bash, I'm Miss. Sorry. Can I spell that? B-A-R-S-H?
No, it's actually B-A-R-S-C-Z.
Okay, thank you. Now, Miss Bash, you've applied for the Level 1 in Health and Social Care. Can you tell me why you've applied for this course?
You see, I want to be a nurse, okay? And I was told that for me to be a nurse, this is a course I needed to do, okay, so that's why I've applied.
Okay, thank you, that's right. And tell me, do you know anything about this course? What to expect?
I know you've got to do some science and some maths. That's all, I don't know anything else.
Okay, that's true, but you do need to learn about different institutions that care for people, as well as have good, strong IT skills.
Excuse me?
IT skills. IT? Using a computer.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean now.
What are your computer skills like?
Not very good. I use a computer for, you know, emailing my friends and my family. That's it really, just silly things like that.
Well, email's all very good for friends and family, but some of us like to use computers for study and for learning. Do you think you would be interested in developing your computer skills?
Yeah, I would be. Yes, I would be interested, but you'd have to, because I don't know very, very much about using it for that, so I'd have to be, you know, really basic class.
Really basic class?
Okay. Well, quite basic.
Okay, thank you.
Tell me, Ms. Bash, what do you think it needs to be a good student?
It means being able to come to class on time and attend all the time.
Come on class on time, yeah. Attend, good.
And also maybe to be, to do your work.
To do your work, yeah.
Homework and hand it in.
Yeah, extra work, good. So what about study skills? What do you think your study skills are like?
My study skills, they are, well, they're okay, I guess. I'm quite good at reading.
Okay.
They're alright.
So do you use the library often?
Sometimes. Yes.
Sometimes do you use the internet to find information?
I do use the internet.
Okay. Do you work with friends sometimes at school to complete work?
At school I was used to working with in a small group or with just one friend.
Just one friend, yeah. Sometimes in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So are you would you call yourself a social person?
I think I am. I get on very well with different types of people.
Okay. I think that's very important. If you want to work in nursing, mm-hmm. that you are able to communicate very well with people. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that perhaps today you are communicating quite well with me?
I'm not sure. I think sometimes, yes, but a little.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Barsh, for answering my questions. Now, are there any questions you would like to ask me?
Yes, there is. I found out about the course, but I'm not sure how long it lasts for.
The course lasts for 1 year.
Okay.
Okay, would that be a problem?
No, not at all.
Okay, so, Ms. Barsh, thank you for coming. We should get a letter from the college within the next 3 weeks informing you of our decision. If you don't hear anything within the next 3 weeks, please contact our admissions office. Do you have the number?
I think so. Is it the same number that came on the letter?
It is the same number on your letter, yes. Okay, Ms. Barsh. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.